Welcome to A.T. Stewart Ministries Wednesday's Word. Wednesday's Word is a short devotional thought that comes from God's Word to help carry you through the week. I'm your host, A.T. Stewart. Today we're looking in Luke chapter 5 at one of the characteristics of a true disciple of Jesus Christ. Not everyone who says they are a Christian really are a Christian. Not everyone who claims to be a Christian really is born of God's kingdom. And one of the first characteristics of a true disciple is a love Jesus personally. And in our story today, we will see this characteristic, and we will see three evidences of a loving relationship with Jesus. A story has to do with Jesus and Simon Peter. Now, it happened that while the crowd was pressing around him and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats lying at the edge of the lake, but the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. And he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and that's Simon Peter, and he asked him to put out a little way from the land. And he sat down and began teaching the people from the boat. Now here we see that he chose, of the two boats, he chose Simon's boat. Jesus had a love relationship with Simon. In the chapter before, in Luke chapter 4, we see Jesus going into Simon's home and healing Simon's mother-in-law. And so Jesus had a relationship with Simon prior to our story in chapter 5. And because of this relationship, this love relationship, he chose Simon's boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water, let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered and said, "Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing. But I will do as you say, and let down the nets." Here we have the first evidence of a love relationship with Jesus, and that is we obey him. Although Simon had been out all night and had caught nothing, and everyone knew that you fish at night there in the Middle East, and you have to let your nets dry during the day, and so by going back out, Simon was taking a chance that he would not be able to go out that next night, and he'd already caught nothing the night before. But he obeyed the word of Jesus. And if we love Jesus, we will obey him. Jesus says, "If you love me, you will obey my commandments." And so someone who says they have a love relationship with Jesus, but they're living in disobedience to him, that defies the very words that they speak. If you are listening today and you're living with someone who's not your spouse, and you say you love Jesus, you say you're a Christian, I encourage you to take a serious look and question seriously if you really have a relationship, because your lifestyle gives evidence that you do not, because you're living in disobedience. So the first characteristic and evidence of a love relationship is we obey him. Verse 6, "And when they had done this, they enclosed a great quantity of fish, and their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat for them to come and help them. And they came and filled both of the boats so that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw that, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, 'Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man.'" Here we have the second evidence of a love relationship, and that is worship. He fell down at Jesus' feet. He recognized his own sinfulness, and here he's calling him Lord. And so, second characteristic, second evidence of a love relationship is you worship God. You adore him. You realize his worthiness, that he is the great one of the universe, and he deserves all of our obedience, all of our worship, all of our praise, all of our honor, all of our reverence. Verse 9 goes on to say, "For amazement had seized him and all his companions because of the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, 'Do not fear, for now on you will be catching men.' And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. Here we have the third evidence of a love relationship, and that is total surrender. They gave up everything to follow Jesus. They gave up their job. They gave up their occupation. They gave up their security to follow Jesus. And if we're truly in a love relationship with Jesus, if we're true disciples, we're willing to surrender all to follow him. We surrender our ambitions. We surrender our dreams. We surrender everything to him to seek to live to his glory. This concludes our word today, and until next week, may God richly bless you.